The woman at the center of a viral video who claimed a man threw a brick at her head because she would not give him her phone number is now wanted by Houston police. This story got national attention after that woman live streamed what she claimed was the aftermath on Instagram and started a GoFundMe. Only KPRC2's Bryce Newberry is talking with the prosecutor on this case tonight. He joins us live near the Galleria with the latest, Bryce.
Daniela, Houston police got called to this street in September, and when they arrived, the woman seen in that viral video told them that an Uber driver threw a brick at her head and then tried to kidnap her. But tonight, she has become the focus of this criminal investigation because Houston police say the surveillance footage captured by cameras on this street doesn't match her story.
Yo, this man just hit me in my face with a brick and all these black men just watched.
This video with more than a million likes on the Shade Room's Instagram page captured the moments after what appeared to be a brutal attack in West Houston.
Y'all gonna let a man hit me in my face?
The woman is 33-year-old Rhoda Osman.
What have I ever done to anybody in my life to deserve this?
Seen here in tears in a hospital gown.
She told the detective that responded that she was hit in the head with a brick after she refused to give her phone number to a guy on the street.
And was that verified by any of the evidence that detectives looked at?
No, that was not verified.
Harris County Prosecutor Keith Houston says surveillance videos from that early September morning show Osman hitting a man first.
So she's the one who, she was the aggressor?
She was the aggressor, yes.
And it was a water bottle that hit her, not a brick?
He did have a water bottle in his hand, and we think that's what left the mark.
According to court documents, she asked someone else to launch this GoFundMe for her recovery, raising more than $42,000. But as the story went viral, a blogger on TikTok called police, alerting them to this 2020 GoFundMe, which claimed a vicious assault by a security guard in Minneapolis.
Detective Thornton verified with Minneapolis police that there was no assault done at that time. It was completely fictional.
Prosecutors allege theft by deception and believe she would have received all that money had the campaign not been shut down.
The violence that I have suffered since September 30 is just unbelievable. I can't even believe I'm here. They try to leave me for dead.
In an Instagram story posted Wednesday, Osman addressed those who have doubted her.
I actually have things going on in my life. I actually have real ways to make money. I don't have to get a GoFundMe for money. I actually can earn income because I'm actually educated and I actually am talented.
It doesn't take long for the nightmarish news to sweep the world like a shockwave. The mighty Man of Steel, once a super champion, admired by billions, has proclaimed himself a wild man, afraid of going on an uncontrollable rampage at any moment.
Hey, yo, stupid.
You know this, Uncle Tom.
Listen, sucker. I'm blacker than the Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting at rallies and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Dynamite! Dynamite!
Y'all niggas see you shining, man. I see you shining, nigga. I see you getting it in, nigga. I'm getting it in, nigga. Real recognize, real recognize me, man. You know? Let's make it happen, man. I see you getting it in, nigga. I see you. I see you.
You ain't no pimp. You.
Let's make
it. Yeah, rest in.
I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. Just came home. Bitches always wanna hit me like I just came home. Bitches always. a sleeper but a dream. This ain't no fake it till you make it. What the fuck you mean? You too near me not to hear me. I ain't gon' fucking scream. I'm just gon' up the Glock and hit you in your soft spot. I pitched a lot of rocks from a lot of spots. If money was slug shit, I took a lot of shots. I got a hot watch, but I need a hotter watch. So don't be surprised if I hit you when the party stop. 100 cash was a stash in the Prada box. Now 200 cash is the stash in the Prada box. I get it in, family. This ain't no trend, family. I don't glorify it. It is what it is, family. See, my fame came from the cane. Hoes flock when my name rang. Since the difference, shit ain't been the same. And it's more where that came from. Homie, community serve. But where y'all think I got my name from?
I get it in.
I get it in.
I get it in.
I get it in.
I get it in. If you keep screaming, you hungry, you gon' swallow your teeth. Listen, who want a problem with me? Just let me know. My shit filled to the top, I ain't waiting to let it blow. I'm getting paid, I ain't waiting until we blow. Man said fuck the weather, man, he ain't waiting to let it snow. In the hood like a yard with no grass, and y'all get snow plays like a broad with no ass. Answer me this, how you ballin' with no cash? If you ran to the top, I've been there and drove past. I'm a young game spitter, a young brain getter. I mean, young missed another nigga dame hitter. Come get it in with me, sit in this Benz with me. I'm getting paid in these streets, spin the Benz with me. These bitches love me, see my game so strong. That's why they put me under daddy in they cellular phone. What's
I get
up?
It in.
I get it in.
I get it in.
I get it in.
I get it in. Can bop through in the white tee. Same thick bass, I'm still gon' spend a night, see. Same sucker hating motherfucker ain't gon' like me. I roll up in the whip, it's a trip, how they sight see. Man of a million names and broke ain't one of them. I pay these snakes no mind, I shine right in front of them. You goofy with your homies, you die right in front of them. Use your head or lose your head, please don't be the dumber one. And I got dro, you can smell with a stuffy nose. Moving by the elbow, got him by the mother loads. I got brand new, and I ain't talking butter rolls. Even in the summer, I shovel snow, it's never known. I get my cake on, take classes. My connect stay on, my Stevie Wonder's glasses. Let's make it.
What up, man? What it is? Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Max City Limits radio show in conjunction with Philosopher King Central. Today we gonna get into the, and we gonna get a little messy, just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Just, and I don't do it too often, but when I see an opportunity to jump in the fray, you know, every now and then, you know, I gots to do it, man. Shit. Try not to make this too long, man, because I got a pet peeve, bro. I got a super pet peeve that really irritates me to the fullest, man. And that's white knights. That's simps, dudes that's just doing the most. Just trying to get next to a broad, man, you know. And what we gonna talk about today, we gonna talk about this Rhoda Osmond, the Somalian chick that claims she got hit in the face with a brick, lied on a nigga, man, you know what I'm saying? So the police investigated it. They found out that she didn't get hit with no brick. She got hit in the face with a water bottle. And she was the protagonist. She actually started the shit. You know what I mean? Got into a brother's face. And she got what she was asking for. She got what she was looking for. And, man, I remember when this shit first came out. And me and my infinite knowledge of whorishness, man. You know, because that used to be my thing, man. I used to rub elbows with the grimiest of the grimy bitches. And when I seen her face and I listened to her voice, I knew without a doubt, instantaneously, that this was a grimy ass, ridiculous ass bitch. I knew it. I'm the bitch whisperer, man. I knew it. So I knew right off the grip she was lying. You know, the story didn't set right. Number one, the telltale sign was the injury that she had. It wasn't from no brick, you know what I mean? I'm a corrections officer and a Desert Storm veteran. I know what wounds and lacerations look like from all sorts of weapons. And that damn sure wasn't from no brick that was on the side of her face. You know what I mean? So we called her out on her BS, and I mean, it was just obvious. She didn't get hit with no brick. And to me, just the way she carries herself, to me, it just looked like she was asking for it, man. She was asking for the beatdown, right? So the police did the investigation, and lo and behold, she was asking for the beatdown. She was the city guy's door, and she did not get hit with no brick. And she went ahead and opened up a GoFundMe and enriched herself off the lies. Yeah, off the lies, man. So you had a lot of females. I can understand why females would do it. Females have a hive mind. That's what they do. They rally the troops, man. Believe a woman at all costs. That's how they get down, right? But with these dudes, I don't really understand why these dudes do that. I understand where they're in hopes of possibly snuggling up to a chick to get between the thighs, whatever, man. But I'm like, wow, man, you really that thirsty to do that on YouTube, bro? Really? Really that thirsty, man? Check this out. The dude I'm about to talk about, man, his name is Conscious Lee. He's a YouTuber, man. And when,
Woman known as Big Lady charged in Houston after being accused of making the whole thing up, raising $42,000. So nobody read the article, though, huh?
Conscious Lee, when are you going to apologize? Because that little heifer was scamming. I told you she was scamming. She was lying. When you going to apologize? The apology better be as loud as the support for her, too.
And before we even get into what the article proves and disproves, let's state the obvious. A lot of y'all don't have as much hope and legitimacy into the system or the legal process until it's about disproving support of a black woman. Then all of a sudden, y'all become legal advocates, because just a couple of days ago, y'all was all about Martin Luther Majors being a victim of the system because his victim lied about the details in which how it happened. The article proves that she was assaulted, but that she did not give the correct details about how it happened. According to charging documents, Osman and Douglas were in an argument, and Douglas reportedly swung his right hand while holding what appeared to be a plastic bottle and struck Osman in the face. Now, why is the headline written in the way to presume she made the whole thing up when the article itself states that she was assaulted, but that she allegedly lied about how she was assaulted? So for the people in the back, the reason why she's being charged with fraud is because law enforcement has said, no, you were assaulted, but you lying about how you said you was assaulted. Therefore, all the money you raised is fraud, which literally leaves me scratching my goddamn head. Now, the GoFundMe that is being called into question was about helping her recover and paying for medical bills because she was assaulted. Now, the article itself states that she was assaulted. So what a fraud come in. So y'all gonna piss on my hand and tell me it's raining, huh? The article also states they were able to find video of the defendant and another person who they believe was the accused assaulter. They got in the car. They both got out the car. The defendant slapped the male, who responded by slapping her back. He did have a water bottle on his hand, and we think that's what left a mark on her face, but it was mutual combat. That's what they said. So they charged this woman with fraud because she said she was hit by a brick, but they said she was hit by a water bottle, but they do acknowledge she was hit. They do acknowledge it was marks left on her face. So she can't get a GoFundMe to take care of what? And then this really the part that had me scratching my ass. TikTokers provide police information on Osman's false claims past alleged scams. During the investigation, detectives said they received call from Daphne Sutton, a mental health advocate and blogger on TikTok, who believed Osman was conducting a scam because similar situation happened in Minneapolis in 2020. Daphne Sutton, the queen of accountability that literally made about 30, you know what I'm saying, it's exaggeration. I say probably like 10 to 15 different Twitter videos about her calling Houston law enforcement and saying, hey, Ro, yeah, she's scamming. Queen of accountability. So according to law enforcement, it was a plastic water bottle that left this mark on her face. Not no saline, not no injections, not that she made it up. Like, it was a water bottle, apparently. Second thing. They claim in the article it was mutual combat. That's what the law enforcement said. But one individual had a object. The other one did not. And the individual that had an object was a man. But it's mutual combat. Interesting.
The situation first popped off. I mean, he went balls deep, so to speak. He went all in. Believe this sister. Yes, he's a hotep. Yes, he's a hotep. Believe this sister. See, y'all so quick to dismiss a sister when she's in turmoil, when she's in need of help. Nigga, shut up with that bullshit. These hoteps. Oh, I miss the old days, man. I'm an old head, man. I'm a different kind of hotep. That's right, man. I came along when you actually had to go to the library and crack open a physical book. Yeah, these dudes, man, these are Google scholars, man. Jesus. I don't know what's going on with these cats, but yeah, man, I'm hearing that the dude consciously is supposed to be married. So his angle can't be the punani, is it? You know, is he trying to get some action on the side? I mean, what is it? Or, I don't know if his YouTube numbers is high enough to get a substantial amount of money, a good check from all of this ass licking he doing. I don't know. But that was just the first video that he did, man. He was just like, I believe the sister. I believe the sister. Which, yeah, it's just like, man, where are your powers of discernment? You can't discern when a nigga or when a female, anybody is running a scam or gang on you, bruh, really? I mean, that makes me not really want to deal with nothing else that's on your page, bruh. If you lack discernment like that, if you so dense and lost in the sauce that you can't tell that this broad was taking you for a ride all along, brother, then that makes me question everything else that you've done on your page, bruh. Real nigga shit, bruh. For real. So, like I said, the police did their report. They have found out that, yes, she was sending ass north. She was asking for that ass whooping. And it was not no brick. It was a water bottle. And of course, nobody's saying that the water bottle was full or was it empty. You know, I'm imagining there was some water in it. If they're trying to say that the injury she got is actually from water that was in a bottle, I don't know. Why is her face swollen up? I need more specifics. But the bottom line is, you know, she's ran these sort of hustles and scams before. They've done police reports and news reports on the joint. But we still got this conscious lead, nigga, still holding this broad water. He won't let it go. Oh, man, these slick-talking hoteps, man. Jesus. I can't believe there's people out there that's dumb enough to actually... First of all, I can't believe the consciously nigga is dumb enough to rock with what the Somalian chick talking about the brick lady. Then, I'm sitting over here, I'm scratching my head, wondering how the hell can any of the YouTube audience come to Conscious Lee's channel and listen to anything that he got to say and take it serious. After he go in the bat for this broad, even though she been caught dead to rights. Man, I can't stand an ass-kissing nigga, man. I can't stand it, bro. Man, so what am I saying? I mean, what's the deal, man? I mean, what are you getting at, Big Mike? What I'm getting at, man, is you old taps, you white knights, man, you simps. And, bruh, I hate to use the word simp because it's really overused in this section, man, of YouTube. But, bruh, man, I'm so sick of y'all just bending over backwards, doing things for these broads. They ain't even going to let you smell the nether regions, man. As a matter of fact, it actually works in the opposite, the obverse. The more you kiss ass and the more you do that nice guy shit, man, it repels broads, man. It really does. It puts you in the friend zone. It does. Trust me, I know. I was stuck in that mode in, like, junior high. But I got out of that shit in high school, bruh. But look at you, you grown-ass nigga, man. You know, you just... I mean, how do a grown-ass nigga still do that, man? So, word to the wise, bruh. Look, stop being so nice. Stop kissing ass. Stop bowing down. Stop being a bitch advocate. Stop being her best friend. Stop it. They don't like it. You ain't gonna get no play. Goofball. Shit. Now once again, from what I'm hearing, the Conscious Lee nigga, this ain't necessarily solely aimed at him. I'm running into a lot of simping, a lot of white knights lately, man, for the past couple months. I don't know what it is, man, but just been running into them offline and in real life. And I'm like, bruh, matter of fact, I'm going to talk about that in my Patreon, man. I got a phone call that was rather interesting. I'm going to share with my boys, man. I ain't had nothing to really report to the fellas in a minute, but y'all going to want to hear this one. This is interesting. Y'all going to like this shit. But yeah, man, I'm like, bruh, yo, when y'all going to realize, when y'all going to stop it? Stop with this bullshit. Stop kissing they ass, man. Stop running up, trying to run block and interference and believe the black woman and disgusting. Totally disgusted by these niggas, man. And talking about white knights and simping and whatnot, let me go ahead and give a shout out, man, to one of my unsung heroes of YouTube, man, the Mad Head Doctor, man. He one of them cats, man. He has a real avant-garde way of presenting his message. And the messages that he sends, typically, I mean, there hasn't been too many of them that I haven't rocked with or that I found thorough enjoyment in, man. They're cerebral, they're entertaining, and every now and then he can dip low. Mad Head Doctor can go low. Yes, he can. But at the end of the rainbow, man, there's a pot of gold when you're fucking with the Mad Head Doctor, man. So what I'm talking about here is, since we own Simpin' and White Knightin', the Mad Head Doctor, he is going real hard and heavy at this cat named Big J Triple X, man. Big J Triple X. I have nothing against Big J, man. Big J is a sympathetic figure. Like I said, I do not wish any ill will or harm on Big J. I've seen him on YouTube for a long time doing what he do. He cranks out a lot of joints, man. He cranks out a lot of content. And a lot of the stuff that he cranks out, you know, just a lot of beef shit, man. You know, we're yelling at motherfuckers, man. And a lot of times, what Big J does, man, you really want to catch his ire. You know, you need to actually go after some of his female counterparts, man. Some of the females that visit his channel. He go hard in the paint, man, when you fuck with his broads over there, man, you know. And Big J goes so hard sometimes, man, you know, you be saying to yourself, why is he doing this? And why is he going so balls deep, man, trying to get at these other dudes that's so-called disrespecting the females on his platform, man? You know what I mean? Big J does know and does understand that this is not going to get him no twat, right? He does understand that, right? Big J, you do understand that, right? I mean, are you doing this just to be altruistic? Or are you expecting, you know, a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow? A payoff? What is it? You know what I mean? Now, Big Mike has been known to run to the defense of some broads, but that's in real life. And those are kind of like some life and death situations as well. You know what I mean? If I'm rolling with a chick, man, and she has put herself, how can I put it? She has submitted to my authority, then I have no choice but to step up to the plate and handle my biz once I see that she's in dire straits, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if YouTube qualifies for that. I don't know if stepping up to the plate and trying to save bitches on YouTube, man. I don't know, man. But like I say, he just go just a little too hard in the paint. Just a little too hard. I mean, he just going off. I mean, he is railing hard, man. And I'm like, damn, bro, seriously? Are you that really emotionally invested in what's going on between you, the females on your channel, man, and these other niggas, man, that's out there in YouTube space, man? I can't even imagine getting myself worked up to even deal with the shenanigans that these niggas bring, especially over some chick that I ain't never going to meet and I ain't never going to put my thing in. I don't know, man. I don't want to sound superficial, man. You know what I mean? Making it sound like it's all about if I'm going to get serviced or not. But it's all about just not being played a fool, man. You know what I mean? Chicks know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, man. They know how to manipulate situations, scenarios, circumstances to get niggas to do they bidding. Oh, yeah, they know how to do it. They know how to get some poor sucker out there to do what they want them to do. But, yo, let's believe Big Mike ain't part of that. Not part of that. So Big J, look, man, check it out. Like I said, I ain't got nothing against you, man, but you, it's just an opinion. Just my opinion, brother. You need, I don't know, man, a little bit of hands-on training, man, when it comes to dealing with these broads, man. Because ain't none of that shit you're doing gonna get you any play. It's not. And that's what it sounds like to me, man. It sounds like you're doing a lot of captain activities in hopes of getting a bitch to like you, man. That's what it just feels like to me. I could be wrong. You could just be a swell guy. I don't know, man. But all that running around yelling at niggas, man. I'm like, who does this? Who does this, man? Especially over a chick, man, over a broad, man. Mm-mm. And I'm talking about in real life, man. Like if some of my, oh my, look, he getting off easy. If he knew some of the cats that I knew, this was a real life situation or scenario, he would run the risk of getting smacked up. You know what I mean? And these are cats, and I'm assuming, like, they would be friends. Like, the friends that I have. Let me try and rearrange this. Let's leave Big J out of it. Let's say we were somewhere, I was somewhere with my partners, right? I got a couple, and I'd be like, man, I'm gonna run over there and I'm gonna talk to this nigga, and I'm gonna yell at this nigga, and I'm gonna put this nigga in his place because he talked crazy about this girl I know, and this, that, and the third. Man, you know this. The niggas that's supposed to be my friends will probably most likely whoop my ass, beat my ass. We wouldn't even have to worry about the nigga that I'm gonna go and talk shit to on behalf of the bitch. Brothers that I know would be like, man, very unplayer. And just to remind you how unplayeristic that is, we all gonna take turns smacking the shit out you. Bring your ass back to reality, man. Fuck wrong with you, nigga? Don't be doing all that shit up on behalf of no bitch. Especially some chick that you don't know, nigga. On YouTube, what the fuck? Anyway, just had to vent, man. Just a little bit. Yeah. Chock full of all sorts of profanities, just the way y'all like it. That's right, Jack. George Orwell's 1984 is real. Big Brother is regulating speech all over this bitch, man, but not here. No, sir. We on that Winston Smith shit over here, man. Thought criminals all day long. Reading from the book of Newspeak, baby. So yeah, man, I mean, this is going out to the White Knights today. That would be Big J and Consciously. Now, I need to dial that shit back, man. Dial that shit back. You bitches ain't gonna love you no more than they already do. As a matter of fact, yeah, I know. It seems like they're all smitten with you and they all snuggled up and hugged up all up under you. Yeah, that's what it seems like. But when it comes down to actually paying the piper, when these females want to go ahead and seal the deal with you, or excuse me, when you want to seal the deal with them, see if it works. It will not. No, it won't. That is assuming that is why you doing all this huffing and puffing and running around yelling and screaming and hollering and defending the chicks, man. I understand if you go defend a female just because it's the right thing to do. But, bruh, man, with the Consciously nigga, it's just kind of hard for me to sit back and say that's why he's doing it. Because it's so blatantly in your face that the bitch conned you, but you still won't stop. Just doubling down, you gaslighting to the fifth power. You know what I mean? And then with my man Big J, man, you know, he just, you know, I just hate to say it, man. He's got a lot of incel energy, man. Incel energy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. But, you know, I only know one chick over there that rotate in his circle, man. You know, that chick that's been rocking with him forever. On YouTube, right? Some old best friend ass shit, man. That pure butterfly spirit chick. Her intentions seem good. You know, and it's good that she, and I've seen her hear that nigga sound advice a couple of times, man. So shout outs to her. Tip my hat to her, man. You know, she seemed like she on the up and up, man. She don't seem like she be out to just use a nigga, man. But anyway, y'all, that's just me venting, putting in my two cents. B Big Mike, the almighty one himself, Triple XL. If you want to go ahead and get a bite of some real ism, man, go ahead and sign up for that Patreon. And also, I got a book out. If you want to know what my lifestyle was like and how I dealt with these scallywags, man, I got a book out, man. It's called Cyber Trick, The Gym City Mac, Volume 1. Basically talking about everything that I had to deal with in the course of the hustle, man. Shoot. And once again, thank you to all the players, man, that went ahead and purchased the book. I appreciate y'all, man. So once again, Big Mike, the almighty one himself, coming at y'all live and direct. Mac City Limits Radio Show, Philosopher King Central, and be out, be out, be out.